The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is being proactive in anticipation of another weak king salmon return to the Yukon River. No angling will be allowed for king salmon on the main stem of the Yukon. On Yukon tributaries, except the Tanana, the bag limit for kings is dropping from 3 fish to 1. Yukon River sport fish biologist John Burr says the measures are precautionary.
We've had poor runs in the last few years. We've failed to meet border escapement into Canada 3 of the last 4 years. And so this is we have to assume that things will be no better than they were last year. And so we're trying to make sure that we get that border escapement goal attained.
Burr says sports fishing only accounts for a very small portion of salmon harvest. Other harvest reductions include elimination of commercial fishing and closure of one of the early subsistence openings. Burr says the tactics are part of a new package of measures aimed at allowing more kings upriver.
Last year, we didn't pull any of the subsistence periods early in the run. And there were some king salmon that were sold in the commercial fishery for summer chum salmon. It wasn't a directed king salmon fishery, but some of those fish were sold. This year, the current plan is to not permit the sale of king salmon caught in other fisheries.
King salmon normally begin entering the Yukon River at the beginning of June, with the bulk of the early part of the run headed for Canada.